they were just coming home from his friend's house, and there was a man in a black car, and their foe just there at the top of the glen, and their foe.
Okay.
He didn't speak to the wind now, because we presumed that he didn't want the wind to hear his voice or something, in case he had a different, you know, different accent to the rest of us. So he kept pointing to the passenger seat for the wind to get into the car, but the wind, he shouted, "What is it that you want?" And he kept pointing for the wind and nodding his head to get into the passenger car, but thank God the wind knew to run. So he come home, and I phoned the guards, and the guards came out and took statements off the wind, and that was it. There was, he just, once he come home, he just sat in the seat. Comes home, he would go, "Oh, I did this, Mum, I did that, Mum," but nothing. He just sat in the seat and nothing. And then he just started crying then, and his body was shaking, and he just come out and says, there was a man, tried to put him into the car, and he didn't know what to do. The cameraman thought it was very weird then, whenever he did calm down, and he was thinking about it, that why didn't the man talk to him? And then when the man was going to bed then, he just couldn't settle in bed, and he kept thinking, because this man was trying to get him that day, is he going to keep getting him? No, keep coming after him until he does catch him. We phoned the guards, and the guards come out, and they took a statement, and they told us that they'll get back to us the next day, but they feared nothing. But then 2 days ago then, I heard then that the same man is meant to be in convoy now.